For 21 years, the ranch has used the cars to teach work skills to troubled kids. When they're sold to wholesalers, the profits return to Rawhide. Up to now, donors have been able to deduct the fair market value of the cars, usually determined by the Kelley Blue Book. But that's going to change on January 1st. Instead of a Blue Book price, donors will have to wait for the car to be sold, get a receipt from the charity, and only deduct the amount the car brought. John Solberg is the executive director of Rawhide Boys Ranch near New London. He says the organization will watch to see the reaction of donors and perhaps change the way it sells cars.
In the past, we used to operate a public auction where the public were able to come out and buy boats and campers at retail value, and that's something that we may investigate, but we're still waiting, again, from the guidelines from the Department of Treasury to sort out what options are really best.
An analyst with the Appleton-based National Association of Tax Professionals says the donation deduction was changed because of taxpayer abuse. Cindy Hockenberry says people tend to overinflate the value of their cars on tax forms.
They fail to take into consideration various factors such as the condition and the mileage of it, whether or not the car actually works. And the IRS has found that people were taking higher deductions than what they really should have.
The new rules will only affect donated cars, boats, and planes. They don't cover other non-cash donations to charities like artwork. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.